This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. From Asian lady beetles to box elder bugs to clover mites, nuisance insect and mite pests are trying to work their way into homes. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says the best defense is to seal up the cracks and crevices of the home and the foundation. Raymond, we're at that time of year when the nuisance pests are starting to make their way from outside to inside.
Yeah, Jeff, as the temperature gets cooler, we're getting into the 30s and 40s. We have a series of insect and mite pests, more of a nuisance pest, not mostly a pest of humans or plants, that are going to decide to come in the house and overwinter. That includes the Asian ladybird beetle, which I know many are familiar with. It comes inside, congregates on the south side of the windows, and stays there until spring. They're active, but there are others like the box elder bug, the elm leaf beetle, cluster flies, clover mites. They'll be moving in. What can you do? Well, the first thing you should probably do is caulk any cracks and crevices on the south side of the foundation. That helps. You can spray a pyrethroid insecticide on the foundation to repel them. Or once they're in, you can just vacuum them up and put them back outside. Many of them, like crickets, the millipedes and the centipedes that will be coming in when the humidity is going to be low because the heaters are coming on, that will desiccate them and they won't survive. For the Asian ladybird beetle, you can vacuum them up and then put them back outside, or just leave them be and they will do their thing, and then they'll emerge in spring and get active in spring and want to go outside. So if you do have any questions regarding these we call nuisance pests, you can contact our office or a pest management professional about how best to deal with them. But I think the easiest way is exclusion. That is, caulking cracks and crevices and maybe applying a pyrethroid insecticide. It won't get them all, but you can mitigate the number that actually come in.
In terms of sanitation, then, if we keep the outside a little bit cleaner around the house, does that help?
It does help. You know, keeping mulch away, it just makes it more difficult for them to come in. I think clover mites is the main one for that. But sanitation this time of year is important because many of the insects that attack ornamentals and vegetables and eat fruits, they overwinter in the debris. So if you're in the community garden and your peppers and your cucumbers and tomatoes are wilting and dying, remove them, because some of the squash bug overwinters in debris and a number of others do. So sanitation is always the first line of defense in terms of plant protection. And this time of year, we're thinking about, okay, removing overwintering sites so we don't, we possibly can have not deal with so many for the next year. But sanitation is really critical. And if you have any questions, we do have a sanitation extension publication you can download online.
So would that primarily then be weeds and leaves, or does it go beyond that?
Weeds is critical. They'll die. But like debris, plant debris would be one. Leaves, I know there's issues about leaves as a mulch. You might want to run them through the mower to shred them up, and then you can use them. Again, some insects would use that as an overwintering site. So especially large leaves like sycamore, small leaves like honey locust, probably not going to be so much. But you should probably, the best thing, like what I do, is I just mow over them, shred them up, and then, you know, they're going to be so small and dilapidated, they're not going to serve as a source of overwintering. And of course, you can save them and work them in your soil for next year for organic matter.
This would also be a good time then to start thinking about our pest programs?
I think this is always a time of year to say, why did I have a pest and what can I do next year to prevent it? And that's what we call a proactive strategy. If you had squash bugs, for example, we do have extension publications. You can always call our office, or you call your county extension agent, horticulture agent. Try to be more proactive, because pesticides, in this case, insecticides and miticides, are not always going to be the answer. And of course, we do know that the broad spectrum materials will harm pollinators, including honeybees and bumblebees and native bees. And you don't want to do that. So think proactively. The old adage is, the more you do in the front end, the less you're going to do in the back end. So that includes cultural practices, plant placement, fertility, watering and mulching and pruning, allowing good air circulation. That'll reduce disease problems. And if you do have to spray, it'll make it easy for good coverage.
Like you mentioned, a lot of publications out there, and the Extension Office, always a good place to start.
You can call the Department of Entomology there at Kansas State, or you can get online for some of our extension publications. You can contact your county horticulture agent, and they'll also guide you to the source of information that you need.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on how to reduce insect and mite pest migration into the home, as well as cleaning up the garden to prevent insects from overwintering in debris. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.